After voters choose a new senator for the 24th district in central Wisconsin, lawyers will still be fighting a defamation lawsuit centering on political ads used in the Democratic primary. Former candidate Alex Paul has admitted to paying for controversial ads done by a self-described political hitman. Paul's family contributed to the governor's campaign, and Paul received Jim Doyle's belated endorsement. Postcards and radio ads decried by opponents of dirty campaigning attempted to link Democratic primary winner Julie Lassa to the Capitol caucus scandal. The continued focus on primary tactics instead of the current race irritates Republican candidate Donna Roser.
I did get a little bit frustrated, I'll have to be honest with you, in continuing to see the scandal, for lack of a better word, on the Democratic side, because I felt like our election was taking a back seat.
In addition to the Republican Roser, there's also Green Party candidate Joe Sizer and independent Jesse Higgins. Meanwhile, Democrats are eager to leave the primary's questionable political maneuvers in the past and concentrate on getting out the vote. Seth Bofelli, the communications director for the state Democratic Party, says there's always the chance that low turnout could tip the outcome in Republicans' favor.
It is a traditional Democratic seat, and Julie Lassa did have a very strong primary victory. But it's a special election, and you know, turnout is traditionally very low in special elections, so we're not taking anything for granted. The one way you lose seats like this is by not working hard enough, and we're not going to make that mistake.
Even though he's out of the running for the Senate seat, former candidate Alex Paul continues to garner attention. The Wisconsin Rapids attorney could become an additional defendant in Lassa's defamation lawsuit. Paul was not only endorsed by Governor Doyle, but also backed by cabinet member Kevin Schabelsky, who left abruptly as the ad controversy unfolded. When announcing his resignation, Schabelsky denied any involvement in helping target Lassa. Ads against her went out before it was even known a Senate seat would open up. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.